Let's begin. We're up to page. Let's see if we find the page. Page 76. You're not going to be able. It's hard to see the page number. Simon Reish Samach. Reish Samach. Page 76. Look for 77. Go back one page. The laws of Bris Mila. Okay, I have here some shuvos. He has some good stuff. Interesting stuff here. Some supplementary material. The laws of Mila. All the controversies. Mitzitza b'peh. Okay, we're out of copies. I'm sorry. We have to make more copies. I'm sorry if we're out of copies. Mitzvahs mila hi mitzvah rishoyna shenitztava bo Avram Avinu v'hu achoysem ha-kodosh asher achoysem ha-kodosh asher som bitzoreinu. Two things he said in one sentence. Number one, it is the first mitzvah that Hashem gave to Avraham Avinu, and number two, it's the holy seal that Hashem set in His flesh. Now, I don't know if he's being poetic, but a chasima is always the last, right? You write a document, you write a letter, you send a message to someone, and then to make sure to validate it, every single little thing in this letter is valid. It's MS is the chosam. The chosam is the gemar. So he's poetic, being very, very poetic. What?
Sense of finality.
Finality in the bris. It's unreversible. Irreversible. That's why they say that Avram was Mekayim called to Rekul before it was given, but it was not Mekayim bris mila. Because you only can be Mekayim suddenly before it's given if you can do it again. But bris mila, once you do it.
It's a bris, and a bris requires two people.
Two parties. You need Hashem. Okay, there are many reasons. But it's a very interesting idea. I like it. Right away off the bat, the Aruch HaShulchan is teaching you how bris mila mitzad echad is the beginning, and it's also a gemar. It's also the end. It's the first mitzvah that Avraham Avinu was given. It's called the chasim, the choysam, hakadosh asher som bivsareinu. Vehavir mimenu arla, and he removed from it, from his own body, Avram removed from his own body the Orla, u'usahi ha'orla she'nisganu bo rishoim. Whatever the Torah wants to despise, to make little, what's the word for nisganu? To belittle a Rasha, the way we refer to a guy is, he's an Orel. You all heard that expression a million times. In Orel, it goes to show that it's something which in Hashem's eyes is meusa, it is disgusting. Shnemer ki kol.
That we had from last week's parsha when it says kol Orel
yoichal. Kol Orel yoichal bo. V'nemer haplishti harel hazeh. Okay, he quotes psukim. The plishti harel hazeh. V'nemer penet ta'aloizna b'bnois harelim. They will celebrate the daughters of the harelim. It's always used an expression of a belittlement and of what's a good word? It's a degrading term to refer to a person as an orel. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'chasdo yitzivanu lehavir. Hashem in His kindness has commanded us to remove him from our bodies. Now we learn gedolah hamila nu halacha. Okay, he's commanding a lot of things very quickly. Gedolah hamila shenichusu alecha yud gimel brisais. In the Torah, it says 13 times the word the mitzvah of bris mila. There's a reference to the bris mila 13 times. The Yud Gimel Pamim Bris Ksiv B'Parasha Shal Mila B'Parasha Lech Lecha U'Gedoy L'Mila Shadoicha Es HaShabbos HaChamura. It's Doicha Shabbos T'Ksiv Yom HaShemini Yimol V'Hei HaYidia HaShemini. We learn Afilu B'Shabbos K'mo Sheyispar B'Sim Reish Samach Vav B'Sif Dalet. Now, by the way, that's one of Tosafot's famous questions. Why is it that we don't take Dalet Minim on Shabbos? If Rosh Hashanah, if Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you don't, in Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day, Midaraisa, it's only the first day, Midaraisa, you don't take. If Rosh Hashanah and Eretz, Me'ikar Hadin, is only one day Rosh Hashanah, even though it's always 2 days, no matter what, but let's say, theoretically, it's only one day, and it's Chal Yais B'Shabbos, you don't blow Shofar. So there's no Shofar, there's no Dalet Minim. How could, and why don't we lay in the Megillah, also the Megillah, we don't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, if Purim would fall out on Shabbos, Tezvav, so they don't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos, they lay in the Megillah on the day before, Yudalit. A Sunday they have Sudas Purim, whatever, Purim Meshulish, but they don't do it on Shabbos. So there's always the Chashad, because Shema Yavirena Dalit Amos Gershus HaRabim. That's why you don't do Mila. That's why you don't do all of these things. So Tosfos asked the question, if that's the case, So Chazal should have stepped in and told us that when the eighth day of the child is on Shabbos, there should not be bris milah, because Shema Yavi Rena Dalet Amas. They'll carry the child. They'll carry. That's like a whole shot of Chayesus. But they'll carry the baby also is. That's the kasha. Shema Yavi Rena. They'll carry the knife. They'll come to carry the knife in the Rishus Sarab, the Ismail, to do the bris milah. So Tosfos says, you're right. Chazal would have done so. It's only because Chamura Mila Shenichrusu Aleha Yud Gimel Berisais.
Moshe was against having the Bris Mila Shabbos in Shul.
In Shul.
Make it in the house.
In the house. No. But Bris Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Chazal did not tamper.
When they bring the baby to Shul, he didn't like it. So I had a Bris on Shabbos, me and my son. He made, Reb David said, my father would allow me to bring it to shul. I said, the Rebbe did. He had a couple of months ago, he made a bris in shul. He said, I don't care. Reb Moshe said, no.
Okay. The Chazal did not tamper with Iker Halacha. Why? Tosfos says, because Chamura. It's Chamura. It's a mitzvah Chamura because of this principle of Yud Gimel Berisos. It's not something to be taken lightly. It completely changes the nature. What? It completely changes the nature of the mitzvah. Okay, ois base. Gedele mila shaloi nitla loyle Moshe hatzadik olecha afilim aloi shah. Moshe would not have been spared. Moshe Rabbeinu was designated to be the Mashiach, the Redeemer. And on his way back to Mitzrayim, he delayed doing a bris mila on his son. Was it Gershon or Eliezer? Which son was it? On Gershon, he delayed the bris milah, and the malach wanted to swallow him up. It says swallow him up, and it's only because Tzipora intervened, and she did the bris milah, was Moshe Rabbeinu's spirit. How could it be the whole klal Yisrael, the whole world depends upon Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem's not going to give Moshe Rabbeinu a little, slack him some, give him some slack? Moshe Rabbeinu, just because he's a few minutes late in doing the bris milah? It's unbelievable. That's what he says. Shelay nitla loyle Moshe Tzadik. Moshe the Tzadik. That's what he calls. What the Aruch HaShulchan. You don't ever hear that expression. Moshe the Tzadik. There's Yosef the Tzadik. There's Noach the Tzadik. But he doesn't call Moshe the Tzadik. Here, the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know where he gets this from. Maybe there's a Medrash. He calls Moshe the Tzadik Aleha over it. He did not get any slack over the mitzvah of Mila. Afilu Miloy Sha. Even for a moment. Elamiyod shenis Rachel, the very first moment he was lazy in doing the bris milah, bikesh hamalich lehorgoi kidechsib parsha shemos ad shalachat zipoyrot tzor. She took a rock, a flintstone, vatichres es olas bina. When did the bris milah change from a stone to a knife, metal barzel? That's David. David HaMelech gets credit. The only reason why we use remakbi to use barzel for bris milah is because David threw the stone against the armor of Goliath, and the stone al pi derech hateva would not have penetrated the metal armor of Goliath the Plishti. And when the stone made contact with the armor, there was a discussion. The stone said to the armor, you make way, let me get in there and kill this Russia. The armor said, the metal says, no, we'll make a condition. If you'll be moichel on your cover and you'll let the stone go through the metal, we'll use you, the metal, for bris milah. We'll use it for metal l'chol hadoyres. L'chol hakadei l'mamish. Because Goliath, because what was Goliath? The Pelishtim, the biggest litzonis, the Pelishtim, they were like the Amalekim, was milah. It's something which... And something which they made Leitzanis of Klali so that they didn't miss Mila. So therefore, as a credit to the armor of Goliath, we use only metal for bris milah. We do not follow in the lead of Tzipora, who used a tsar. It would seem to indicate that using a tsar would have been better. Using a flintstone would have been maybe...
That's all she had.
We don't know. Maybe whatever, we don't know. But that's what the Torah emphasizes that what she used seems to indicate that would be ideal. It's only because of Goliath. Okay, any then.
That's why the Yavar Benel says that's not why God tried to kill him.
Kill who?
Moshe.
Yeah. Why? What do you say? Mila. Okay, we're talking Chazal.
He had his wife and children when he was supposed to be busy with the his mission. It's a machlok. It's a lot.
Okay. A lot of lying. But Pasha, he's quoting over here the famous run of the mill. The famous run of the mill is because Moshe.
The problem is now that you have the machlok is if Zipporah was allowed, if a woman.
A woman can do a bismila. Right, that's discussed. The Shulchan Aruch. But the ever she can do it. But the ever she can do it.
She was a paskin.
She was a paskin, yeah. Right. She paskin that you should be married.
But it doesn't call her a Rosh. It calls her just Zipporah. It doesn't say she had a title. Doesn't give her a title in the Torah. Ad shelocha. Listen, women have been passing shilas from time immemorial.
Absolutely.
I heard my own ears. I went to the OSKU 100 years ago, and they asked Rav Hirschacht on the spot. The Rav says, you know, I have to make a parnasa. Rabbanis is not a parnasa, and I'm not home. And my wife knows all the answers. Can my wife paskin? Mom, she asked him halacha lemaisa. My wife's going to paskin peskei. So we said off the record, yeah, the answer is yes. So the answer to this, women have been passing shilas from time immemorial. Look at the Haftarah this week, the Tachas Taimer Devorah. What was she doing there? She was passing a shilas. She was giving advice. Well, this was ask Abby. What? Yeah. Right. So what is it? What is all the psak of the OU? The psak is titles. The psak is perception, authority. You don't give women traditionally women do not have the title, a rabbi. That's behind the scenes. You're not that's a different story. But that's a different story. But
to be machmir.
What?
Women tend to be
machmir. Why? Not necessarily.
That's just your wife.
In my case,
yeah. His wife gives him a psak every day.
She's the boss.
Let's go with Vatichroi. It says Arlas, you know, Gedoyla Mila Shidoicha Es Hanegoyim. Okay, another Chumrah. Now, by the way, over here, I just want to point this out. There is a halacha of Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzvahs. So this is true in every single halacha. The only place that we find it in practice, is Bris Mila. Bris Mila traditionally is done first thing in the morning. Davening is 6 o'clock, 6:30. When you start hearing stories where people are making a bris milah come in the afternoon later on, that is a break from tradition. There's no question about it. People want to accommodate all their lost relatives that are coming in, they're flying in. What?
Dominican Lakewood.
The afternoon?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Where does that come from?
Lakewood.
I don't know.
It's very busy.
Maybe they can't get a moil. I don't know because this something is also to take in consideration with the first halacha of the Aruch HaShulchan. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisrashel Ashah a few moments. So forget about Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzas. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. The Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a hakpada in the Torah. It's mamish in the Torah. The Torah was makbid on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why are you waiting? So it's something which traditionally you're not supposed to delay. The dilly dally when it comes to Baris Mila. You're saying very chish and Lakewood, they do in the afternoon. I never heard that before.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Ask your relatives in Lakewood.
My brother, I mean, he made a bris. We had to go in the middle of the night to be there early in the morning. To be there very early in the morning for the bris. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. You're telling me something I'm not aware of. Next, Gedoyla Mila Shehidoicha Es Hanegoyim Nul Halacha Nemila Zdoicha Nega. If the Makam, this is the Gemara, he's calling the Gemara, if on the Makam of the Bris Mila there is a Nega, he's Shomer Benega Tsaras, Lishmar Me'oid Velasais, by cutting off the Arlo, you're also removing the Nega, it's okay. Dechsev Yimel Besar Olosai, Vafili Yisham Baharis, Yokos, you can cut Kumashi Spomisim, Vesh Samachva, Besad Yishmaya, because Asay is Doiche Lois Asay. One of the classic Sugis in Shas, Asay Doiche Lois Asay, comes from the Sugi of Mila and Negoim. Next, Ugedoyle Mila, Shakol, Hamitzvois, what does it say over there? Shakol Hamitzvois, Shaosa Avram Avinu Loi Nikra Sholem. Ad Shemol, until he did a bris milah shenemar his halach lefanai v'heyei sanim, he was not called complete. The etel cha bris, I'm going to give you a bris beini beinecha Zoitz Brisi, he molochem kol zachar, nechlal, the koidim zelohoya tamim, he was incomplete. Ugadoila mila shalmole, he, if not for mila, loy barak, alishbarku, es alamoi, Hashem would not have created this world. Shenemar, im loy brisi, im balayla, hukoshman veritz, loy samti. Viavagad de mila in el balayla. Now he's going into some halacha. Mila is not at night. We did not do mila at night. So he's asking a question on the pasuk. The pasuk over here says, "Im loy brisi, chukoy shemayim va'aretz loy samti." Something along those lines. So it says, "Yoyimam v'layla." Im loy brisi, yoyimam v'layla. So what's the layla? There is no layla in bris mila. What's the layla? Tarit says the bris mila is called uvayoyim hashmini yimol b'sar alos. If you do bris mila at night, you're in trouble. You have to do nachamol tatov astam bris. The Tarit says you're right. Zman asir is vayoyim, but once the zman asir is vayoyim, then the kiyum hamitzvah is afilu b'layla. Next, the oid yeshlema dehachi perusha imloy brisi shol mila yoyim v'layla shem chukos shemayim v'oretz. The other interpretation, he says, when it says Yom V'Layla, that's not the Zman HaKiyum of the mitzvah. The Yom V'Layla is a reference to the Beria. If not for Bris Mila, then the Chukoy Shamayim V'Aretz, which includes the fact that the world operates with time, and time is an essential ingredient in the Beria, would not exist Samti. Okay, next. Ois Gimel. Shanin biyavos kol hamefer brisa shalom avinu ahayinu v'hayinu shalimol o shemoshach v'arlosa sheyisra ke'orel afapit sheyesh biyadai toiru ma'asim toivim ein leichelik olam haba. If a person deliberately chooses not to do bris mila, and that really refers to his children, because he person himself also, so that's bad, bad news. He's mamish a koifer, and he is a ein leichelik olam haba. Parents who choose not to do bris mila to their children, I mean, people who are Rahman al-Sin, who are not yet religious, and it's a very big problem. They really have to be aware of Chazal say of how critical it is in Hashem's eyes to do a bris mila, or what's called Moshech Be'erlasei, which is a concept which unfortunately was nogea in Holocaust, because in the Holocaust they would examine people. They were not certain if they had a bris mila. And there's some type of medical procedure that can be done. I'm not very familiar with this, which called Moshech Arla, they can do something which can make believe that the person did not have a bris mila. And this is very common in the Olympics in Rome when they compete. They were competing in Greece. They were competing naked. Yeah. Okay, that's the way. So if a person had a bris mila, he was not accepted into the competition. So it was very big nisoyon for many people to be moishek the arla in order to be accepted into society so they compete. And this, to us, it sounds like crazy, ridiculous, but this was a very, very big deal. Very clear in Chazal, it was a very, very big nisoyon. And that's what it says, Chazal. Anyone that does this is ein lechelek lo'olam haba. He sits in the Pesach Shel Gehenim. He does not allow a person who has a bris mila from entering Gehenim. Levad mishapoga bebris kodesh bebias asurais, unless a person abused his bris mila by having relations with forbidden women. V'abal akusis. If a person doesn't have aver with his aver, so Avraham Avinu does not recognize him, and the ena and the melo l'chein mama appeared. Or l'chein mama oid tzarich lahachzik inyan zeh b'tahara leva levli l'tamoyz atzma b'yisur v'hitzor zera levatala. We talked about this last week. Because yachal liyos b'tuach shlo yipol begenim. So he's saying over here something very amazing. He's saying over here that the matter, the bris mila. The Inyan of Bris Mila, it's a very big mystery. What exactly is the purpose of Bris Mila? The Rambam says that, and you have to ask scientists how true this is that by removing the Bris Mila to a degree, you remove from yourself Taiva or Hana in Inyane Ishus. And that is a degree of Kiddusha. When a person denies himself a certain degree of pleasure in these matters, that ordinarily would come to him, I guess because there's a network of nerves in the Arla, which brings a person an additional degree of pleasure, and a person is a kodosh by taking away this pleasure, l'shem shemayim, to control his taiva, everything he does should be l'shem shemayim, this is a degree of kedusha. If a person has the bris milah, but still goes out of his way to have as much pleasure as he possibly can have, by being meitzi zera levatala, or by being nichshol rachman l'tzlan in arayos, so you basically, you are ignoring the fact of why you have a bris milah to begin with. The whole purpose of the bris milah is restraint, is self-control, is kedusha v'tahara. And therefore, he is still going to be, he's going to be in trouble, and Avraham Avinu is not going to be able to help him. Oitz dalet. Ulechein mitzvahs asei al kolechem yishol l'lomalas benoi u'gedoyla mitzvahs zu mishoya mitzvahs. It's even more, it's greater than all of the mitzvahs. V'tahara b'furish sh'achiv hu ala av k'dek sivs the pasik v'yomal Avraham es yitzak benoi. It's a mitzvah that applies to the father. It's his mitzvah. Or we'd like to see Eliezer or Lishmol she yimoylu es Yitzchak. Sheheim hayu kvar nimulim. The fact that we don't find Eliezer or Yishmol to have a bris milah. We'd like to see Eliezer or Lishmol she yimoylu es Yitzchak. Sheheim hayu kvar nimulim. Shmamino de achiv ku al ha'av. Since we don't find Hashem telling Eliezer or Yishmol that they should have a bris milah, it must be that Avraham is the one who had the mitzvah, and his children included Yishmol. Now Eliezer is not his son. Eliezer is not Avraham's son. So what does he mean over here by this? I don't know what they mean. Eliezer or Yishmol sheyimaylu es Yitzchak. They should not do it to Yitzchak.
Right. Yes.
Sheheim. What?
They should not be
shluchim. That it was Avraham's mitzvah, not to be given over to a shliach Yishmol Eliezer to do it to Yitzchak. The kevin shachiv alav mitzvah by Yosef b'shluchoi, mitzvah by Yosef b'shluchoi, and the vishal miyalef lam d'asiv v'yom hashmini yimol b'sar losoi ayin sham. Kloimar, the pasuk zebereish parashat hazriya mafsik ben yimei tuma v'yimei tahara, ki d'asiv it says shivas yamim, 7 days, she's tameya, v'yom hashmini, and right away, before we get into the yimei tahara, we say v'yom hashmini yimol b'sar losoi, period. Why did the pasuk mafsik between yimei tuma v'yitahara with bris milah, the mitzvah milah? Amam the kula kroya ish v'isha koi mash shalem lasos. He's saying a very chiddush. It's because it's what their duty is. Just like the only one who has the mitzvah of tumah v'tahara, it's the isha that has the tumah v'tahara, and the male, the husband, has to be poyresh from his wife during the days of tumah. So these are mitzvahs that are miyuchid for the married couple, for the parents. And because we inject bris milah right smack in the middle, is an indication that milah is the parents. It's no one else. Just like it's they, there's no one else but them, or nizar and the tumah v'tahara aspect of their lives, so too they are the ones that have the obligation to take care of bris milah. V'yoymer shetameh kol zayin yamim, v'yifrishu zeh mizeh, the husband and wife must separate. U'vayoymer hashmini yimol ha'av. The father has to do the bris milah. Now he's getting a little bit in trouble because we're going to see later on the mother may ikar hadin has no chiyuv to do bris milah on her child. It's not her duty because she is not mitzvah in the mitzvah herself. The al ha'aim ain chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. V'achakach amar u'shloishim yoyim kolayma shetitbo umutolim l'schaber zeh im zeh. So his yisoid is a very important chiddush. The reason why the mitzvah of milah is smack in the middle of the parasha of tumah v'tahara is an indication that the mitzvah of milah is the father's mitzvah, just like it's upon him, the ashara, to be purished from his wife when she is tmeya for the first 7 days. Do not be misled to think that since it's in between tumah v'tahara, the same way it's a mitzvah upon the father, the mitzvah also applies to the mother. That is not so, and that will be discussed in much greater detail later on in the later simanim. The woman has, mother has no obligation in the event that the father does not do the bris milah, then it falls to the bezdin. It falls to other people in the community. It's not really her problem to get involved. I mean, of course, she should want to do so. Nowadays, it's not upon her for technical reasons. only a person who they themselves is shaykh in the mitzvah can be mechuyev to do the mitzvah for someone else. Since an isha physically is not shaykh in the bris milah, mamela is not shaykh for to be chayv in the mitzvah for her son. But it does apply to the father.
So when Tzipora did it, was it a Tzipora mitzvah?
So Tzipora, when she did it, excellent question. So that is a very, very tough question. So what then was Tzipora doing? So she was being practical. There was no one. She was like the Beis Din. There was no one else but her there to for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe would have died. He would have died. So she was doing something just to be practical for the mitzvah to be done. But if there was a community, they were middle of the desert. There was a community and there was a bezin, there were other people, then the mitzvah would not fall upon the woman, it would fall upon a man.
She had no choice.
She had no choice. Yeah,
right. And the orange
loves that,
and it's
going to
kill him.
Yeah.
Is the father, so from Moshe Rabbeinu's example, we learned that the father does not model the son's kind of mission?
No, chas v'shalom. Moshe's madrega. Well, you can't be goraya from what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. On his madrega, Hashem had kindness, had complaints that you should have been faster, you should have been swifter in doing the mitzvah. But that's not halacha. Okay, let's see. There's a lot of stuff. Let's see further. Text him. Simon reish shavachal al mi mutlachiv im ha'av le'mol b'no. Now, before we go further, let's read this one halacha. Chiv mila hu al ha'av. The chiv mila is upon the father. K'mashal kasav omnam, like we mentioned. Omnam im loy molu ha'av achiv al bezdin l'moyloy. If the father, for whatever reason, is not involved, then the chiv falls upon the bezdin. This lives in the pasuk. In the pasuk, he mol lochem kol zachar. The fact that the pasuk is written b'lashon rabim indicates that we're speaking to a bezdin. Aval al ha'aim ein chiyuv d'chsiv etzetz kasher tziva oso elokim oso v'loy oso. V'nira sheyesh chiyuv al ha'bezdin afilu ma'av mikan v'ein eretz elatriach b'milasai michuyavim bezdin l'molo. Bezdin must ensure that it's done. If the father is here, the bezdin cannot say, listen, it's none of our business. Let the father take care of it. It's his mitzvah. If he doesn't want to go do it, it's not our problem. We only get involved when there is no father. No, that's not so. Even if there is a father, and if the Bezdin sees that the father is lazy, I'll do it when I have time, not on the eighth day. I'll do it in a few weeks, whenever I get a chance. No, Bezdin must step in immediately. The achakach ala bezdin, whether it's bizman, even if it's not bizman, let's say it's shaloi bizman. Again, the chiv is upon the father, and if the father does not get involved, then the bezdin gets involved. The chiv of bizman, and maybe you'll ask the question that the only time the father comes first is only when it's bizman. The only place we find Hashem telling the father, Hashem speaking to Avram Avinu by the father, was only when it's done on the eighth day. But maybe in a situation when it's no longer bizman, the baby was not well. So it's no longer bizman. So now maybe the father does not have kedima. Maybe the bezdin could step in. You have a very simple nafkamin. Let's say there are two moyalim. Okay, there are two different people who are candidates to be the moyal. The father has a moyal that he likes. He wants this fellow to do the mila, and this fellow does not do does mitzitza b'peh. Okay, giving you an example. This male does mitzitza b'peh. The Bezdin says, dangerous. There's an epidemic. There's a danger to society. There's a disease spreading in society. We don't want that moyel to do it because he does mitzitza b'peh. He has a bad record. We want our moyel to do it. He takes better precautions. I'll give you a crazy example, just for purpose of discussion. Who wins? Who has the right to decide who the moyel is? So if the mitzvah is upon the father, it's his choice. It's as long as within the parameters of halacha, it's his choice. But if it's not his mitzvah, it's the mitzvah of the bezdin, then the bezdin can override the father. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to make the following suggestion, which he rejects, of course, is that when do we have this principle that the father has kedima? That's only when it's mila bizman, bo bayom, because that's where the pasuk indicates that the father comes first. But when it's mila shaloi bizman, so maybe in that instance, bezdin can say, we're going to select the mal, we don't care who you want to be the mal, it's going to be our decision. No. Aruch HaShulchan says, even when it's mila shaloi bizman, the father still comes first, and he makes the decisions.
I mean, if you allow the bezdin to push what is man, I mean, he was with the father, he's not over anything.
mitzvah at that point.
But let's say no one's at fault. The baby was not well. The baby had a fever. The baby was jaundiced. The baby, they could not do the milah bizman. And now it's shalai bizman. It's 10 days after the baby was born. And now is the first opportunity to do the bris milah. Technically, halachically, does the obligation rest? Does the obligation rest upon the father or upon the Bezdin?
Why do you want to take it away from the father?
Because let's say, like the example I gave you, let's say the Bezdin says we have a better moil. The moil that you're going to select to do the meal, the father,
Bezdin couldn't say that on the eighth day.
Exactly. The Bezdin could not say that on the eighth day, because on the eighth day, the one who has the mitzvah is the father. It's my mitzvah, and I'm going to do the mitzvah my way. As long as the way I do it is kosher, it may not be according to your high standards, but it's definitely kosher, it's good, it's okay, that's it. So the Bezdin has to stand down. It's none of their business. It's not their mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of the father. But maybe you can argue that if it's not bizman, the baby was not well. No, that's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan is coming to question. Because the mitzvah of the father, when does the Torah... Because the Torah is better than this. Because when the Torah addresses the father, it only addresses the father on the eighth day. So when it's not the eighth day anymore, then we can apply the other pasuk that says that himolochem. It's the Bezdin. So maybe if it's not the eighth day anymore, it's the Torah took it away from the father. Now it's the Bezdin. So if you'll have a situation where there's a disagreement between the father and the Bezdin, how to do the bris milah, what moil to use, v'chulu v'chulu. Maybe in this instance, the Bezdin has the right to prevail. Along comes the Aruch HaShulchan and says no. Even when the shaloi bizman, the one that prevails is the father. That's the general rule. The avag of the chidah, the avag lamad mikro the middle of the bizman mikol makom in svar loymad yachach ein achiv. No svar. It's not a good svar to say such a thing. Now, before we go further, he mentioned over here very quickly in the previous reish samach and here in the psakim uchuvos, which has a lot of supplementary material on bris milah, he points and he goes through a long machlekes rishayin and machrayin that some are of the opinion that you're not allowed to have someone else do the bris milah. In other words, if the father knows how to do a bris milah, let's say he's been trained, let's say he's an experienced moyel, he's not allowed to give the mitzvah to someone else. Even though we have a principle, mitzvah bo yoisa mi b'shluchai, that is not true when it comes to bris milah, according to many rishonim, because the pasuk says vayoyim, it says in the pasuk, the pasuk explicitly says he quoted it here. The pasuk, Torah says the father vayoyim hashmini yimol besar alos. That was the pasuk by Tazria, that the Torah says you have to be. The Torah emphasizes the father. I don't remember all the details, but the Torah emphasizes the father, which, according to some Rishonim, teaches us something very fascinating, that the mitzvah of Milah is in a different league than all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvah, tayag mitzvahs, shaluchoi shel adam kimoysa. Exactly like you did it. They can do it, give it over. Not by bris Milah. You don't apply that principle. Only in rare situations where you can't do it. I don't know the first thing. Okay, so then you have no choice. You have to give it to whoever. But if you can do it, you're skilled enough to do it, you have to do it. Or some even want to go so far to say, so learn how to do it. And you taka see this by many B'nai Torah. Not many, but you see by some B'nai Torah. Learn how to do bris milah so you can be mekayim the mitzvah the way the mitzvah was meant to be done of imolochem kol zohar. You learn and you'll do the bris milah. Or someone who goes so far to say is that even though maybe you can't do the bris milah, you can't do the first part of milah, but maybe at least you can do the priya. That's not so similar either. But at the very least, you should do the mitzitza. Because the mitzitza is easy. Okay, if you're doing the mitzitza bepeh, I don't even see that is easy. I'm just telling you words over here because Rabelski used to claim that no one who's doing mitzitza today is doing mitzitza the right way. I was sat next to a yeshiva with a Talmud of his who is now a moil mumcha. He's a very good moil. So I once made a nasty comment and I said when I go to a bris for Rabelski, the baby cries a lot. boy, so this fellow, did he give me a mouthful? He told me, he explained to me everything. He told me the reason why the baby cried was because Rybelski is so busy. He doesn't have time to take the baby into a back room and prepare. All the crying, he claims, a good part of the crying comes when they prepare the baby in advance. So a lot of the good mylim is good for business. You don't want the baby to cry too much. You do all the preparation when no one's watching, so there's no crying. He doesn't have time for that. He comes and he does everything in front of everyone, and the baby cries. But he explains to me a lot of things about how Rybelski does bris mila, and he says that a lot of the people who do mitzitza bepeh, they don't do it. They just kiss the arla. They kiss it. So he says that's ki'ili, did nothing. The Rambam says mitzitza is to be moishech, the dam, mimikoimois harichoikim. I looked up the Rambam once. To draw out the blood from the mikoimois harichoikim. To do that means you have to suck out the blood, literally, mimikoimois harichoikim. And if you're not doing that, you just... I once watched, I taka saw the mohel, he put his mouth with it, nothing. He put his mouth to it. You're not doing anything. You're not doing mitzitza. You're getting yourself in trouble with the government, or whatever, you know, you're getting yourself involved. So what are you accomplishing? You do mitzitza repair, you do it the right way. So, and that's what he... That was one point that he made him. So how do we get involved in this discussion? I don't even know, I don't remember anymore. The father. So who should do the bris milah? Machlokes Rishonim, if we apply the principle of mitzvah bo yoseh mibishluchai. If we do, gezunta hei, there's absolutely no benefit in the father doing it over someone else. Okay, there's mitzvah bo yoseh mibishluchai, but you have a shliach. The shliach do the mitzvah, gezunta hei, let the shliach do the mitzvah, he'll do a better job than you. But if we say the pasuk was makbid, the words in the pasuk are different by mila than they are by other mitzvahs, the Torah has a hakpad, the father should do the mitzvah. If you are not doing the bris milah and you're giving it over to a moyel, that's really the bezdin doing it. You botched up. You messed up. It's not boy. It's not your shliach. It doesn't relate to you. You're giving the mitzvah over to himol lochem kol zachar. It's a whole different mitzvah. Chalal. You have a child. You have a bris mitzvah. Do bris milah. You can't do the bris milah. I can't appoint an agent because there's no din of shlichus by bris milah. So new, I have to give up the bris milah. Who's going to do the bris milah? It's kilo, there's no father. The bezdin has to step in. The bezdin appoints a moyel to do the bris milah. Chaval! It's a whole different level of doing the mitzvah. So therefore it's kedai to train yourself how to be a moyel, so at least for your own son, you'll be the mo. Not likely your wife will let you do it. But you know, you see people do this. They do them. They are trained, and they have a moyel, professional moyel, come and watch them and stand with their mamash, watch over like a hawk. And because it's a different level of doing the bris milah. Not everyone agrees to that. There are many rishonim that say no such thing. Bris milah is no different than any other mitzvah, and you can appoint an agent to do the bris milah. That is a very important, interesting yesoid in the father in the mitzvah. And the mother, we said, it's not a mitzvah, then it goes to the bezin. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll take a short break. We'll